When Rosmah Mansor was the First Lady of Malaysia, she was heavily criticised for her lavish lifestyle, from designer handbags to expensive jewellery. But the true extent of her taste for the finer things in life only became clear when her husband, Najib Razak, lost an election in 2018. After an investigation into allegations of corruption, the couple were eventually charged. Police seized hundreds of boxes of jewellery, handbags and cash valued at more than a quarter of $1 billion. On Thursday, she was convicted of soliciting a bribe of nearly $42 million and accepting $1.5 million to help a company secure a project to build solar panels for schools. She's been sentenced to 10 years in prison and fined $216 million, but remains on bail pending her appeal.
Yes, we have given notice of appeal. The appeal, the fine and the jail sentence has been suspended. All right? Has been suspended. And she is released on her earlier bail imposed by court. So our client, thank God, is able to go back home and be with the family tonight.
Just last week, her husband began serving a 12-year prison term after losing his final appeal in one of several corruption trials. The US Justice Department alleges $4.5 billion were stolen from the Malaysian State Investment Fund, 1MDB, and that around $1 billion from that went to Najib. Prosecutors also said some of the money financed a Hollywood blockbuster, The Wolf of Wall Street, although the charges against the production company were later dropped. The then US Attorney General had described the case as kleptocracy at its worst. The scandal played a part in the defeat of the governing party UMNO in 2018.
This is not the only lawsuit against Rosmah Mansor. She faces 17 other charges of money laundering and tax evasion for illegally receiving more than $1.5 million in a separate case, which means her legal troubles are far from over. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Kuala Lumpur.